front feet in the ground, thump, 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 thump. Just like a little kid.
An old wild skunk. He warned you to stay away from him last time before he throws his stinky. Sit there and chomp him feet. If you keep a crowd in him, he's got another weapon.
Oh boy. Yeah, I trapped one of those once and I had to turn loose. And it was a job.
I used to trap them when I was a kid. Lots of time teacher'd send me home, change my clothes. Teacher stayed with us. She'd start me right back home and I'd come in that skunk center.
What do you call animals that are wolves and skunks and woodpeckers and squirrels and things like this?
Well, they're known, a lot of those, as pests. Wild wolves are called wild, just wolves, wild. A lot of them are called pests.
Did you ever call those varmints?
Yeah, we call them varmints. Well, the coon, the fox, and the skunk were all called varmints in that class. No kind of known as that class, but in wolf, coyotes would call wolf or coyote. I don't think we ain't getting a lot of them.
That's too bad.
I'm all gonna do them things. Down here in some county, they got hybophobia among those polecats, and they had a lot of trouble.
Grady.
Grady, yeah, that's right.
I was over there when they announced the quarantine.
That's what I'm talking about. Dogs, wolf, fox, there you go.
They're in real trouble. Do you have that lizard around here that has the horns on his head?
Few of them. Pointed toads. Don't have a great lot of them.
And I don't remember if I asked you. I don't believe I did. The insect that looks like a frog but lives around dry land. If you touch him, you're supposed to get warts.
Oh, well, we call him a toad frog. Yeah, toad frog. Oh, we have all kinds of those.
In the early days, did you have oyster suppers here when the land got settled?
No, see, only oyster suppers we ever had, kind of among the farming ranchers, was the mountain oyster suppers. Mm-hmm. What we call mountain oysters.
They'd all come.
They'd all come. See, we never had no oysters. Oh, once in a while, there's not too many people like them, but once in a while we'd order them at the restaurants. That was a very big to eat. Those oysters. Mm-hmm. I liked them. Mm-hmm. Some eat them raw, but I couldn't. I was in the service in Virginia where they took them oyster shells out of their shell. Them old nigger girls throwing them out in that. A lot of them boys go there and eat them raw oysters. I couldn't go.
I don't think I could eat them right out of the shell. I'd have to get them in a restaurant where I thought they'd been washed and cleaned. Of course, they probably hadn't been. But.
Well, the hot grease, the cooking would kill the germ.
No, I mean eat them raw there. I've had them raw at a restaurant.
You can. I can't go no.
They're just sort of gritty.
I can eat them pretty good if they ain't, not cook them too done, but just fairly done and a lot of ketchup. I can eat them pretty good.
When I was in the service in Nashville, we had a lot of oysters. I think we had fried oysters about 4 days a week. I don't know why, it's the only place I was ever in the service that we got all those fried oysters. They must have had barrels of those things.
That was up to your mess sergeant, maybe a deal there, saving money or trying to cheaper feed or something like, or maybe he liked them.
Yeah, but he sure had them in. Maybe he found he could cook them easier. I had a friend who was a cook, and he said they'd get steak in, beautiful steak. They didn't want to take the time to cut it, cook it, so they cut it up and make stew.
Yeah, I did. It's more trouble to cook it.
Well, sure.
They cooks and a few of the top hands go in to ask for a slice.